We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dottiglio along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. The head coach of the defending national champs in women's basketball, Kim Mulkey. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Coach, I know it's a busy schedule. We've got the game on tomorrow afternoon up against Rice. But one thing caught my ear, so to speak, in your press conference after South Carolina was that you felt real good about your team and that they were right place, right time. Now, I'm a big believer in a coach knows their team better than anyone else. Nobody, opposing coach or media, anybody else knows their team better than what you do. So I found that intriguing that you made that comment after the game, that you felt really good about your basketball team.
Well, you got to understand, nobody feels good about losing. We lost the game, but under the circumstances with basically, I call it 5.5, 6 players, you had Poa who was out with a concussion. You had Michaela Williams who just got cleared to play some minutes in that game. Angel Reese is playing on a bummed ankle. And we competed, man. I mean, we competed to the bitter end, and that made me feel good. Now, we've been off 10 days or so since the conference championship. You just hope that you can carry over to tomorrow what you finished up doing in South Carolina.
Coach, a little bit more information. I know you talked about it a little bit today about last year, Poe, and your thoughts on her health, and always concerned about that when you have that type injury. You always have a big concern about it, but expectations are that she will be able to play tomorrow against Rice.
Yes, we have, as all universities do, concussions are a serious deal, and she has been under great care, just overly conservative with her, make sure that she's ready, and she was cleared to practice yesterday. She played today, and we're a better basketball team when Poa is ready to go.
One of the things we've had so many people either call or send a text about is the development, and she was a good player before she got to LSU, but Haley Van Lith, and how well she has performed for you. And so talk to us a little bit about the growth early on with her and to today.
I think people forget and they judge from afar when kids change positions. I like to use the analogy. How about you take a wide receiver and change positions and make them a quarterback the next year? It's time. You have to have time to make the adjustment. And we asked Haley to start playing point guard for us, and she had to learn, and she's still learning, but she becomes more comfortable every time she gets on that floor. Now, her true position is the off guard, and when Poe is on the floor, it makes Haley relax more. But when you're playing point guard, you can't just relax. You're responsible for so many things that take place on that court.
Coach, one of the things, having some coaches in my family, they always bring this up to me about, so we can't really kind of pinpoint why, but there are players during the regular season, and they play pretty well. And then come, if it's playoff time or tournament time, they have that ability to kind of turn that knob a little bit. They really, really play extremely well. And it sort of maybe catches you a little bit off guard because you didn't see it all season long. And it may be because of an injury. It may be just right place, right time or whatever. Would Michaela Williams be that type player for you?
Well, I think Michaela's had an outstanding freshman year. in the perfect world, you wanted Michaela not to be thrown to the wolves early,
right.
But she got in the starting lineup, and she's guarding older players. She's guarding players as good, if not better than her. And it's going to benefit her down the road of her career, just like it has benefited Flaje Johnson from getting on that floor and playing a lot of minutes as a freshman. I think that, you know, in the perfect world, you don't want that to happen. You want to bring them slowly, but she really got thrown to the wolves, and I think she's handled herself just really good. I think the sore foot where I sat her during the conference tournament, that was not anything, no breaks, no demand that you got to sit or none of that. It was just, I've been doing this a long time, and I know when your foot's sore, it could lead to other things down the road. And I thought, and we're going to rest her for a couple weeks and get her ready to go for the playoffs. And she has no foot soreness or anything like that. There are such players that they're terrible practice players. I'm not saying Michaela is, but to get to your point, you turn the lights on and you see them in a totally different setting than what you see in practice. And that happens quite often.
Yeah,
I've coached many players like that. They're terrible practice players, but you turn the lights on and, buddy, it's like a whole different player out there.
Coach, last year LSU becoming the third 3-seed ever to claim the national championship, and it was your fourth national title. Once again, you have to do it as a 3-seed. And I'm looking at the bracket, and we've talked to a couple of different reporters about it, and they've previewed how tough this kind of section of the bracket really is. But before we get into all of that, let's start with the first game at the PMAC against Rice. What can you tell us about the Owls?
Well, Rice won their tournament, and that's how they actually got into the postseason. They finished in the middle of the pack in their league, so I'm not sure they would have made the tournament had they not won it. You're going to see a team that's predominantly man-to-man. Now, that's through the course of the season. Now, that doesn't mean they won't throw something different at us, but you'll see some 1-3-1 half-court trapping on the baseline. You'll see a very well-balanced team, very well-coached team. Obviously, they will be undersized compared to our team, but they're going to be excited because when you make the NCAA playoffs, it's just the most fun, and they'll be excited to play. Two of their assistant coaches are former managers of mine at Baylor, so they know everything I do. They probably still remember what we called the plays because I don't change much through the years. And it's kind of a reunion of sorts where I'll get to hug their neck and watch young people grow and become good coaches. And I'll also, if we play Middle Tennessee, if we're fortunate to beat Rice, Middle Tennessee has one of my former All-Americans from Baylor as one of their assistant coaches. So it makes me very proud, but it also slaps me in the face that, hey, you're getting old, Coach.
But, Coach, also like the advantage of hosting games at the PMAC. I mean, we're going to start with the Rice battle and everything like that, and you just previewed that game. But also being able – it's different from the men's tournament where they have destination cities where these games are played in the first and second round and go on from there. But hosting these games at the PMAC in front of your home crowd is a huge advantage.
Well, you want to be a top 16 seed because all top 16 seeds put in bids to host on their own home floor. And certainly it is an advantage. You get to sleep in your own bed. You don't have to get on an airplane. You don't have to ride buses places. But it doesn't guarantee you a win. My first year at LSU, we lost in the second round here at the PMAC to an outstanding Ohio State team. Then last year we won both games, and you know the rest of the story. But no guarantees it's going to get you a victory, but it is fun to play at home.
Coach, kind of behind the scenes, some people don't get it. We've got a couple of texts about it, about all the assistant coaches they have on the court. People don't get behind the scenes what Bob Starkey does for you and a Daphne Mitchell and Gary and Kalen and Jennifer Roberts and so the support staff you have, because now it's become a much bigger world than having two assistant coaches. It's really
Absolutely.
Expanded so much, but I think sometimes people don't quite get it. You can't handle all of that, and the good part with you is for a lot of times older coaches don't like to delegate authority. And I think that is something, is a strong point in you. You understand you can't handle every detail. And that's why you have people like Bob and Daphne and Jennifer Roberts and Gary and Kalen that can handle those things behind the scenes.
If you don't delegate as you age in this business, you're going to burn out. My first 5 years of coaching, I had some of these same people that are still on my staff started out with me, and I wouldn't let them do anything. I just thought, you're not going to do it right. I've got to teach you how to do it. I've got to teach you the way I want it done. And then after about 5 years, after that first national championship, I said, I can't stay at this pace and stay in the business forever or as long as I want to. So you've got to trust. And if you start trusting, you'll start delegating. And I don't, you know, I don't have a lot of turnover in my staff. I've been very fortunate through the years that, you know, I take care of them financially. I give them responsibilities where they feel, you know, a part of it. And I'm just blessed. I mean, Bob Starkey, he's chosen not to be a head coach. The man just likes the roles that he's played as assistant and associate head coaches. I've got young people. I can't go do one-on-ones every day with these young people. I'll get beat up. It's just a fact. And so you make sure you have young guys and people who can bang and hit them and get them, you know, better in one-on-one individual workouts. And then you don't want to do all the stuff away from the court. I don't want to worry about a budget. I don't want to worry about scheduling. I don't want to worry about a hotel room. It is so detailed that you cannot do it with three and four coaches anymore.
Coach, one of the things, too, is I don't think she gets nearly the publicity she should get, but I don't want to call her underrated, but she is a really good player for you, Anissa Morrow, because she's not the limelight-type player, but you just watch her on the court, and what she does, she is fantastic.
Anissa Morrow is an All-American.
Yep.
She was at DePaul. She was an All-American. She's an honorable mention All-American this year. She doesn't go unnoticed in the basketball world. She may not get the headlines of a newspaper or a media person, but let me tell you, Anissa Morrow stepped into our program, and she hasn't looked back. And those are the kinds of players that touched my heart, because she came here because she wanted to participate in the NCAA tournament, and she'll get to do that tomorrow. She saw us from a distance. She saw us on TV. She saw the enjoyment. She saw the fun, and she wanted to be a part of that. And she left a program where she shot all the shots. She was, you know, all conference, all American, won all these awards, but something was missing, she said. I don't care about that. I want to know what it feels like to do what y'all do in the playoffs.
Coach, I think one of the things, do you mention them to your team about, hey, the one game at a time, this is the exact time to talk about, you know, we play one game at a time, but if you lose, there is no tomorrow. Tomorrow's next year on it. Do you bring that up to your basketball team?
Sometimes. It depends on the moment. We haven't had that discussion necessarily for this first game. But what I've done is I've taken the bracket, and we have gone through the bracket. We've explained to them what is an Elite Eight, what is a Sweet 16, how many games you got to win to get to a Final Four. You walk them through that, and then you walk them through the bracket that you face. And they know that, you know, you lose, you go home. It's survive and advance. As you progress, if we're fortunate enough to progress, then you decide in that locker room what's the next, not motivational talk you give them, but what's the next thing to get their attention so that they really, really go out on that floor and perform.
Coach, there's been a lot of repeat champions in women's college basketball, but none since 2016. It's been a different champion every single year. But how important would you say being there and doing that, from what you had last year, the experience that you had with some of the return players, how important that experience was to this year's run?
The experience is always important. I always tell people, let's use the first game of the season, Colorado. I knew what we were up against. I have three kids that were on the championship team, and they had everybody coming back, fifth-year seniors, grad students, all that. I understand what experience and being older means to a team. So that loss did not surprise me. We had an experienced team last year. Even though it was the first time a lot of them had played together, think of the older players we had, and we've lost them. So right now in our starting lineup, we only have Flaje Johnson and Angel Reese. The rest are new players that are new to our program. And so you can't think what we did last year is going to carry over to this year. We're a totally different team with different parts, and yet we still have just a few of them that remember what it felt like last year.
Coach, I was talking to Doobie Plaisance during the week about this and about just the high-level look at women's college basketball today. I'm over 60 years old. I've never seen the interest in women's basketball the way it is today, with multiple great coaches. And you're a big part of that. Great players out on the court, a fan base, teams, that sort of thing, that have people that wouldn't have watched it 5 years ago watch it today. How do you feel about that from afar looking in into this? Is that how much this has changed from the outside? You always have been a big part of it from the inside, but how people view women's basketball today, I think it's totally different from even 5 years ago.
And why is that? I keep asking myself, why is it so big right now? Why are the ratings off the charts? And I keep coming back to, you have some young ladies who people identify with, whether it's their personality, certainly all, it is definitely their talents. But something attracts people now to the women's game like never before. I do think it's talent. I think it's the personalities. I think it's those things for sure. I've never seen anything like it. And it's not more TV coverage. We've had that the last several years. I just think it's a time right now where it's off the charts. I'm enjoying it. And I tell people, you know, I've been blessed. I'm blessed to have been a part of this great game. I'm blessed to have won championships, but I've never seen anything like this. And LSU it's ridiculous. I knew that the fan base at LSU was exactly what I said. They're fanatical people. They love to win, and they're proud people. And you put a product on that floor, and they will come. But it really is like a show, and I never thought I would say that, but it's like people fight to get in the gym early. Kids are wearing sparkle jackets. Men are wearing sparkle jackets. People are you know, mocking Angel Reese and Flage Johnson. It's just something that people are identifying with right now.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. I know it's a tight schedule for you. Wishing you the best of luck, and go Tigers!
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach. Thank you. The defending national champion head coach in women's basketball, Kim Mulkey. Always great, man. Always you learn something from Kim each and every time we have her on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.